रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 3 किंगली प्रिसेप्ट्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Dasharatha heard them out joyfully as they prayed to him with joined palms above their heads. He honored them duly with a look or a word or a smile and said, "Oh, my beloved children, it gives me boundless delight to hear your unanimous wish to see my eldest son Rama crowned as the heir apparent. My greatness and glory have been enhanced thereby." His sweet and thoughtful reply filled their hearts with the wildest joy. He next turned to Vasishtha and Vamadeva and said, "This month of Chitra is the first and best of its kind. All trees put on their gayest and happiest garb now. The month in which Rama saw the light is come around by happy coincidence to witness his installation. Hence, I pray you to see to the necessary arrangements." Now that the assembled multitude were sure of their long-cherished hopes being amply realized and speedily, shouts of joy rent the welkin and calmed down after a time. Then Vasishtha, the wise, proud of the glorious task entrusted to him, addressed himself to Sumantra and his colleagues who stood before him in respectful salutation and said, "Gold, gems, grain, pulse, medicinal plants, garlands of white flowers, fried grain, honey, clarified butter, new clothes, chariot, weapons of all kinds, our troops, men, horse, elephants and chariots, elephants with auspicious marks, white chamaras, flags, a snow-white umbrella, 100 vessels of gold, bright as blazing fire, a bull with gold-tipped horns, a tiger skin all whole, sandalwood paste, flowers and other necessities should be arranged and stored by dawn in the royal sacrificial chamber. See that thousands of saintly brahmanas are then given all respect and reverence, and food, milk, curds, condiment, ghee, fried grain and ample presence of coin. Remind the brahmanas deputed to the work that they should begin to chant the benedictive hymns and let them be provided with suitable seats. See that the houses look gay with flags. Let the royal roads be well watered. Let dancers in bright array be stationed in the second block of the palace and with them their instructors and skilled musicians. Appoint brahmanas to be present at the holy fans and crossroads to pay heedful worship to the gods with food, sweet and garlands. Let chosen warriors in warlike guise range themselves in the coronation hall, girt bravely on their thighs. The sage twain directed them further to enlist the necessary servants and retainers and completed the arrangements for the auspicious ceremony. They came to the king in joyful mood and said, "Your majesty's orders have been executed." Then Dasharatha of bright presence called Sumantra to him and said, "Go bring me on the wings of speed Rama, my darling boy of spotless virtue." And the aged minister hastened upon his happy mission. Kings of realms, north and south, east and west, chiefs of the non-Aryan races, dwellers of the dark forests and lofty mountains, ranged themselves round the old monarch, even as the radiant gods press around their glorious leader. The mighty emperor, girt by them as Indra by the hierarchy of Maruts, glanced down at the royal road and saw his boy coming up on his chariot. His eyes would never have enough of feasting themselves upon this lovely vision. Supremely handsome, even as the king of the Gandharvas, yet was Rama the very ideal of valor, with long and sinewy arms, his exquisitely modeled frame masked an intensity of strength, of lordly gait, even as the maddened elephant in rut. His face was sweet to look at and charmed the hearts of all the beholders, even as a full moon orb of the night. The people felt that they could gaze their lives away. His beauty, large-heartedness, and other noble attributes enslaved the looks and the hearts of even the members of his sex. Creatures whose bodies and brains have been parched and broiled by the merciless rays of the summer sun, cannot gaze too often at the black clouds that lead them to the welcome showers. Even so did Dasharatha gaze and yet gaze and yet gaze on the dream of loveliness that drew upon his vision. Meanwhile, the prince's chariot stopped at the royal gates, and Sumantra offered his arm to Rama as he got down and followed him with folded palms in all reverence as he took his way to where his royal sire awaited him. He ascended the steps leading to the lofty hall above that reminded one of the Kailasa peak, approached the king with joined hands of reverence and offered him due salutation, announcing his own name and lineage. Dasharatha drew with loving haste his godlike son towards himself, embraced him warmly, and saw him seated high on a gemmed throne by his side. The splendor of his presence irradiated the vast hall, even as the golden Mount Meru, crowned with the bright rays of the rising sun, even as a star-bespangled firmament with the pure cool rays of the autumn moon. The heart of the aged king knew no bounds to his joy as he fondly gazed at his son, even as at the reflection of his own stately person in a burnished mirror. Dasharatha, the happiest of fathers, turned to his beloved boy with a smile and said, "Rama, my darling son, your rare excellences constitute you the brightest ornament of our race. You are born to me of a lady in every way worthy of myself. My subjects are supremely pleased with your noble qualities, and I intend to make you the ruler of this realm tomorrow when the moon is in auspicious conjunction with the asterism Pushya. You are richly dowered by nature with countless perfections of body, mind, and heart. You ever reverence the good and the great. Yet, a fond father's heart would seek to give you further counsel. I would have you yet more humble and modest, yet more self-restrained, put away from you the 7 kinds of royal faults that spring from desire and hate. Govern your ministers and officials directly and the others through them. Fail not to give audience every day and possess yourself of everything that you can gather from direct observation. Even as you are every moment aware of the doings of your foes through your eyes and ears, your spies and residents. Increase ever your stores of coin, gold and silver, gems, grain, warlike appliances and weapons, until your people come to place implicit and entire confidence in you and exclaim out of full heart, 'Blessed are we above compare in that we have such a king over us,' even as the shining ones rejoice at the sight of the waters of immortality. So keep your senses and mind under perfect control and act as I would have you." Thus spake Dasharatha with the authority of years and experience, even as the patriarch Kashyapa advises the ruler of the heavens. Friends and the companions of Rama strove who should be the first to take the glad tidings to Kausalya, the happy mother. And a noble queen loaded the welcome messengers with gifts of gold and gems, kine and horses. Rama bowed low in reverent obeisance to his sire, who accorded him reluctant permission to depart and rode back to his splendid palace through the dense crowds that strove to do him the honor. The vast concourse of citizens that filled the hall felt their hearts bound with joy, as if their long-cherished hopes were unexpectedly realized. They took respectful leave of their monarch and hurried back to their houses and were busy offering devout prayers to their favorite deities that the coronation of the beloved Rama should come off without any hitch. Mangalam Kausalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.